Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And don't forget the website. It is vital. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great events, webinars. Tremendous information. You always have to pre-register. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Very important. Dow shut up 97. And it's closed. Futures, as we speak, up nearly 40 points. We got a big couple of days ahead. We got the Labor Department out with its count of new claims for unemployment benefits last week. And also, coming ahead of Friday's jobs report tomorrow, that being the April, we will analyze it all. We say a very good morning to Mr. Ferentino. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. So good to be on your show. I'm telling you, I just feel like, and I have to talk around all the great facts you just gave. It's awesome. You lay it all out for me. So that is incredible. So, yeah, we do have some interesting numbers. As you know, yesterday was a decent day. We had, I think it was a 22nd record high for the month. So that's pretty impressive, 22nd record high for the year so far. And you saw the S&P 500 add 0.1%. The NASDAQ still in a negative territory as Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook are showing some negative numbers. So there's a shift, obviously, from these big tech companies, hard to meet the numbers they did during COVID. T-Mobile climbed 4.4% after the company topped first quarter expectations. General Motors, you know, again, the demand for cars we've been talking about often is gained 4% after the company said it expects to hit the high end of its forecast 2021 profit range, despite the chip shortage. So that's, there you go. There was an IPO yesterday, which I failed to mention. I don't know why, but Honest Goods. It's an eco-friendly consumer goods business, co-founded by the one wonderful Jessica Alba, who's an actress. I don't know if they say actor, it's feminine. Maybe just call her an actor. Anyway, so it rose nearly 44% in its market debut. So they could buy. You can buy sheets from them, you can buy food, but all sorts of stuff. Honest is the name of it. So we'll see how that trades a few days in. But, the initial debut had a very, very good debut. HNST, I think, is Honest. I mean, who couldn't buy Honest? But that's not a recommendation. I'm just saying it's a name. I thought it was just an interesting name and interesting name for a company. So on the other side, Peloton's, and you know, it really has to recall some of its treadmills, and it apologizes for the rebuffing their federal safety regulators. You're talking about, I can understand if you said something wrong or blah, 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 and companies are so quick to respond to the cancel culture. But when the federal regulators say, hey, there's a problem with your treadmills, people are getting hurt, and some people, one or two are getting killed from the treadmills, usually children or whatever. And that was the federal safety regulators things that they came out and complained about. They didn't do anything. And it would be better if they said they were racist. They would immediately move. It's crazy. So anyway, that's just the perspective. The Biden administration blunked the Trump-era rule, making it easier for businesses to categorize gig workers as independent contractors. That can be an issue for people like Uber and people in all sorts of businesses who are paid on a 1099. So we'll take a look at that, see where that goes going forward. We have some other little things. You know, I forgot to mention this is big because we have a lot of employees that are great, great people, people who work for Verizon. Verizon sold Yahoo and AOL. Now, they acquired them years ago. They purchased AOL for, I think it was $4.4 billion. It was a head-scratcher at the time in 2015. And 2 years later, they purchased Yahoo for $4.5 billion in 2017. Now, they sold both of those for $5 billion. So now I'm saying, $4.5 plus $4.4. Geez, it's close to $10 billion. it basically got, they lost $5 billion in the transaction. You know, this is a company that employs a lot of people. They thought, I guess, they'd be on a media platform. I think they're happy to get the $5 billion they got for both AOL and Yahoo. They sold it to Apollo Global Management, sort of like a hedge fund company who does buy these things in distress. And so they'll raise $4.25 billion in cash, and they're going to hold a 10% stake in whatever Apollo decides to do with AOL and Yahoo. So anyway, so these are losses, you know, making these big bets. I know we talked about years a while ago. We had Dish TV was purchased by AT&T. They paid a lot of money for it, have never been able to make the money up, and now it becomes it slows up the growth of the stock. Hopefully this sale helps. You would think that Verizon could have done something with those two names, AOL and Yahoo. Maybe bring back AOL Instant Messenger, you know, I don't know. But somehow it didn't work. Sony, on the other hand, is making a good investment. There's a company called Discord. A lot of gamers use it. People, college students use it, certainly. It's replaced a lot of these other platforms if you want to communicate with your friends. It was for people communicating and playing a game. And you can have a great chat with some of your friends as you're beating the enemy. But here you go, or whatever game you're playing. But nonetheless, Discord is out there. Sony made an investment. Everybody's looking to buy Discord. Facebook's dying to buy Discord. They're not for sale. But Sony plans on making just a little bit in terms of integrating Discord into the Sony PlayStation. So you don't have to use a separate app. You can just do it through the PlayStation. And that'll allow PlayStation users to have a better source of communication. Sony's not buying Discord, but they are making it as part of their platform, which may give you an edge if you're playing the Microsoft Xbox, you know, and, oh, geez, I have to use an app for this, whereas it's already built into the device. All right, that's the company news. And then, of course, as you said, we have some great stock news. Everybody's all eyes are on the unemployment report at 8:30 this morning. Futures are up. And we do get some earnings announcements today. We'll be looking for companies such as, Moderna, Nintendo, General Motors. Volkswagen came out with good earnings early this morning already, and Square. So we're beginning some of those numbers. We'll see how they're doing. Pfizer came in with earnings yesterday. The earnings were 60% higher than the analysts predicted. And, however, they also said that the COVID vaccine sales were reported at $3.5 billion, where analysts had predicted $2.2 billion. They're the one maker, Pfizer's the one maker that is making profits on the vaccine, whereas the other two makers are doing it as a courtesy. That's the news we have for today. All eyes are on the 8:30 unemployment report, Jay.
Yeah, jobs on Friday. That's a good point regarding the vaccine with those numbers. Man, I'll tell you, that is a lot of cash. You know, I was interested regarding Jessica Alba, and I've always liked her as an actress. And I'm trying to figure out, what has she done lately? She hasn't done a lot. And the reason is, she's got some company going. You know, when your company is valued at nearly $2 billion in its NASDAQ debut, after its shares opened at, 33% above their offer price, that's why you might have some mindset in other areas. But Jessica Alba's and that company, I always remember, you know, with the products and everything else, they do a lot of, you know, the eco-friendly baby products, vitamins, lotions, sanitizers, that type of thing. So she is having a field day with this thing during the pandemic. So I was thinking about that when you were mentioning that story. And the other thing, you know, this, I keep an eye on this Dogecoin deal, the cryptocurrency, and that is really going off the charts right now. I mean, that is unbelievable. It was launched as a joke, just to the folks out there. It was launched as a joke, folks, and it was, I think it was in 2013, somewhere around there. But it's risen more than 100% in the past week. So you got a lot of stuff. And then you got Elon, who's making his Saturday Night Live debut on Saturday. That's going to be fun. I'm going to tune in for that, or at least watch a tape the next day. Obviously Musk, besides Tesla and everything else, a very influential crypto type backer there. So those are two interesting ones.
Go ahead, buddy. Yeah, what's your take on this Facebook with Trump? I was trying to listen to you earlier. I didn't pick up anything. What was your thoughts on that? I mean, that the Supreme Court of Facebook or whatever said that they're going to ban him for a period of time or whatever, still ban him and all this and that. What are your thoughts on that?
Elaborate more in the next hour. But, you know, listen, my thoughts are it's a very dangerous road we go on as far as, you know, being judge, jury, and executioner over the situations of what we have known in the past as what we are able to do. And now that barriers and obstacles have been set up, what's next, you know? So I just think it's a very slippery type slope, you know, to put it bluntly, as far as what we're doing here. Because what's next? You know, you always wait for the other shoe to drop. Okay, so if they're allowed to do this, what's next, you know? So I understand what they did, and it goes back, of course, to January 6th and everything else. I understand that. And, you know, listen, I was critical of Trump as far as how he acted then. But I just think we are going into very dangerous territory when we do something of that nature, you know? What's your take on things like that? I mean, I just thought it was kind of, you know, what's next, you know, that type of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think that, to me, it was a little bit of a – it just gives someone a lot of power. Like, all of a sudden, they got that, you know, you've been banned by the board of Facebook. He's like, oh, wow, really? You know, I was like – so I know, you know, the stock, I think, is undervalued as a company, and of course, I'm only looking at that angle. However, a lot of people I know are no longer on it. They don't use it. They just stay away from it. So, or occasionally they'll check this and that. But in terms of, you know, I think they've lost, you know, it sounds like a great move to certain people. And for, I think for most Americans, and I think it's the majority, I don't know, I'm just guessing, I think it's a disaster. And we're going down a road, like you're saying, that basically we're controlling speech, and it just snowballs into other things. And next thing you know, and you add that to your vaccine passports and all these other things that it sounds like you might as well. I think we've checked into another country almost. We're still living in the same country, but where's the freedom of speech? You know, it is they have access to these platforms. This was up. Mitch McConnell didn't fight it, but. This is up. I mean, if you have access to the internet, it's a free. You know, people. If you're a radio station, you got to apply to the FCC to transmit on certain frequencies, right? Am I making this up? But on the internet, they got a total pass to use all the pipes that no matter what company you put them out there, including the U.S. government, they have access to that. And with no, yet they're still controlling how the country is run. That's the part that bothers me. Whereas you can't say certain words on the radio. You have a bunch of things, and you're already controlled through because you have radio air, and the internet is not in the same case. Now it's controlled by private industry.
Yeah, listen. Again, you're going into the very dark waters, so to speak. And you know, listen. Even with this Yankee Stadium City Field deal. You know, with the vaccination passports, basically, will allow you to, you know, to sit in certain areas. If you, I mean, what's going to happen? You go to the concession stand, you bring back your hot dogs and drinks. You're fumbling around to show the usher your ticket. Now you got to show your vaccine passport to say that, you know what, I'm supposed to be here. Is this the vaccination section? I mean, come on. I mean, there are a lot of things right now that I'm scratching my head on. But we will wait and see, my friend. Always great to have you. And we look forward to talking with you on a Friday morning. You stay well now.
Take care, Jay. Yes, take care. Have a good day.